Do you feel like your life is in a good groove right now, or do you feel like it's a little chaotic? I don't know about you, but just because I don't have kids at home anymore does not mean that my life does not feel chaotic. There are calmer days, sure. I'm not juggling nearly as much as I juggled when I had kids at home, but still, with that can come a lot of extra pressure that I put on myself to do things and get things done in a timely manner. And sometimes that pressure that I put on myself, it begins to make me feel like my days are a lot more chaotic than I want them to be. So I wanted to share with you a little bit about some notes I took on a Bible study that I did in the book of Numbers. So go ahead and grab your journal because I do want you to take notes for this. I will be asking you some very pertinent questions that you might want to jot down so that you can reflect on those later. So grab your Bible and a notebook and let's get going. Are you a Christian woman over 40 who is struggling with consistently low energy and fatigue? Are you tired of trying to navigate the ever-changing health chatter all around you? And do you wish there was a simple solution to just feeling good? Boy, do I see you and I hear you. Hi, I'm Michelle, and as a holistic health coach and fellow midlifer, I have realized the answer to our whole health concerns isn't in the online search bar, those fad diets, and endless exhausting workouts. Listen, beautiful mama, as the heartbeat of your home, you have spent your life caring for others well. So now is the time to take good care of yourself, get back your energy, and reclaim your entire health during this season. So if you are ready to stop striving and start thriving as your healthiest whole self, then you are in the right place. Grab your iced coffee, a notebook and pen, and let's treasure your wellness. I love to look back through my journals and see the notes that I took when I was doing various different Bible studies over the years. It's just really neat to see and recall where I was at each time, each moment in time, really, that I was doing those Bible studies. And so I went back to the Numbers study that I had done, and it just really is a really good visual of where our life is now, how we feel physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, about ourselves, about our health, about maybe our walk with the Lord. And I want to read this quote from, actually, I'm not even really sure who wrote it. My notes just say expository Bible commentary, so I apologize to whoever wrote this, but it says, "As God created the heavens and earth and all that fills them with order, beauty, purpose, and wonder, so he constitutes his own people with order, beauty, purpose, and wonder." And so this study was titled The Four Elements of God's Design, and that's what I'm going to share with you today, because this is going to be a good time of reflection and soul searching to see what God might be telling you through the study. So you'll definitely want to be jotting down all the Bible verses that I'm going to be mentioning so you can go back and look at those and just really ponder them even more. But the first element is order. God is a God of order. You can see throughout the first chapter of Genesis where God is creating order. He's creating, but there's an order, there's a process, there's a systematic way that he did the creation. And then in verse 31, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good indeed. So his order of creation, his creation was very good. God is a God of order. There has been order from the beginning. And then if you turn to Numbers 1, verse 2, it says, "Take a census of the entire Israelite community by their clans and their fathers' families, counting the names of every male one by one." There's an order of events there with the census. There was a reason why God said to do that. And then in verse 53, "The Levites are to camp around the tabernacle of the testimony and watch over it so that no wrath will fall on the Israelite community." Again, there was a moment of order that was instituted. And then leaving the Old Testament and going to the New Testament, We go to Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 6. Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ. For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in love before him. He predestined us to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ for himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he lavished on us in the Beloved One. That shows God's order of design in our life. God had a plan. He had a plan from the beginning. There was order from the beginning, and there's order in the design in our life. John 1:14. We know that John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But then verse 14 says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. There was order in God sending Jesus to earth. And Jesus is who holds all things together. So there was an order of creation. God is a God of order. There's an order of design in our life. And Jesus, by divine order, holds all things together. So what I want to ask, is there order in your life? Or is there chaos? And this is something that I have had to ask myself a lot lately. Because there's been more chaos than I want in my life. And so I need to make a change. Something needs to change. And it's all up to me. I can't ask somebody else to help me create order in my life if I'm not willing to make the changes. I can get somebody to help guide me. I can hire a coach to help me with my mindset or help me with my organization, whatever. But if I am not willing to change, then there won't be order in my life. There will always be chaos that I feel if I'm not willing to change the chaos that I'm feeling right now. So I ask, what needs to change to help you gain order? Whatever that is, whatever popped into your mind, write that down. And the second element of God's design is beauty. We were created in God's image. Again, going back to Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. They will rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the livestock, the whole earth, and the creatures that crawl on the earth. We were created in God's image. We are his. And then jumping back to the New Testament, Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do. And I'm not going to read this, but jot down 2 Corinthians 4:6 for further reference and jot down Numbers 3:12. Essentially, God is saying that we are his. So do you see the beauty in yourself? Do you grasp how amazing it is that you were created in God's image, which means you are beautiful? Do you look in the mirror and hate what you see, or do you give yourself grace and love? You are a daughter of the King. You have great value, great worth, and you are beautiful, and it is very good in God's sight. The third element of God's design is purpose. Genesis 1:26, our purpose is to reflect his image to the world. Isaiah 43:7 says we are created for his glory. And I'm completely paraphrasing here due to time, but we are to reflect God's attributes. And Jesus had a purpose when he came to this earth. In John 17, when Jesus is praying for himself before he goes to the cross, he says in verses 3 and 4, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and the one you have sent, Jesus Christ. I have glorified you on the earth by completing the work you gave me to do. He was given a task and he performed it. He had a purpose and he lived out that purpose. What is your purpose? What is my purpose? If we are created for God's glory, our purpose is to reflect his image to the world. We are to reflect God's attributes. Jesus came to seek and to save us and to reveal the Father to us that we may know him. And we, like Colossians 1, 27 and 28 says, we are to proclaim Christ. Do you understand what your purpose is? Do you understand that God has placed you where you are and your purpose is to reflect him to the world? You know, as Christians, we are called to be different from the world. So living as if we have our purpose, we understand our purpose, goes a long way in helping ourselves understand our purpose. If we don't understand what our purpose is, we can feel lost, right? And this is where we need to take the attention off of ourselves and put it back on the Lord. And yes, there are a bunch of tests that we can take to find out what our spiritual gifts are and all of that. And those are very helpful. But at the end of the day, getting into God's word and just praying about what he has for you. What is his calling on your life? What do you feel like God is calling you to do right now in this time of your life? And then the fourth element of God's design is wonder. Numbers 1:1 says, the Lord spoke to Moses. Can you imagine the audible voice of God speaking to you? How amazing to have that experience with the Lord speaking. But guess what? We can, because God still speaks today. He speaks to his people today. He speaks through his word. He speaks through his Holy Spirit. We have to get in his word and we have to get into prayer and we have to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. In the book of Numbers, God is in the midst of his people. He's not outside the camp. He is close. He is near. But because of Jesus, because of the amazing order, beauty, and purpose of our Heavenly Father, we can come near to a holy God because of his Son, Jesus. We are the temple of God. He dwells in us. Do you ever gaze up into the sky at the stars and just marvel over his creation? Or, my goodness, looking at a brand new baby, that miracle of life, the wonder of the human body. How amazing that all of our parts are connected perfectly, so intricately designed. The beautiful bio-individuality our Creator gave each one of us. Do you seek the Lord in wonder? So those are some of the thoughts that I wanted to share with you as I was going back through my journal when I did my number study. And for you, go ahead and dig into those four elements of God's design yourself. Order, beauty, purpose, and wonder. And take those verses and really dig in. I encourage you to read the whole book of Numbers. It's really a fascinating book. And again, God is still speaking today. So ask him to show you what it is he wants you to see as you are going through the book. Lord, thank you that you had a wonderful design planned before the creation of this world. Thank you that your design over our life is just as it should be, and that there is order, beauty, purpose, and wonder in it. Help us to stay close to you, God, so that we don't veer off track of your design or your plan for us. Father, create in us a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, that's what I have for you today. If you did find value in today's episode, share it with a friend and consider going to Apple Podcasts and leaving me a 5-star review. This does help other women just like you find the show, and we want to spread the encouragement and the information. Treasured Wellness can also be found on Soulwind TV and Christian Mix 106, so check out those two amazing platforms as well. If you are not in the Treasured Wellness community, Holistic Health for Christian Women Over 40, I would love to welcome you there. So come on over on Facebook and join us. All right, have an amazing weekend, and remember, you are a beautiful treasure.